Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Devarim, Connecting. If you look in the beginning of Parshat Devarim, Moshe describes his frustration with the Jewish people at the beginning of the 40 years that where he led the Jewish people. And he says famous words, which we read in the tune of Eicha. We read it in a lamenting tune, alluding to the upcoming holiday or fast day known as Tisha B'Av. He says, Eicha asal avadi tarchachem masachem verivchem. We read it in the sad tune, Eicha esa levadi, Torchachem masachem verivchem, the tune of Eicha, of Lamentations. So the Midrash points out that there were three Jews who said Eicha. They said, how could it be? Moshe says, Eicha esa levadi, how can I carry the burden of these people, all the troubles and the toil of the Jews? And Hashem said, all right, I'll give you some helpers. We'll have the 70 elders. Isaiah, Yeshaya, he says, Eichai tal zonak, yu'ya ne'mana. He says in Haftorah, the Shabbos, he says, how could it be that the Jews became like a prostituted people when they used to be yu'ya ne'mana, used to be so faithful? And Jeremiah, who lived later, he says in the Book of Lamentations, and now we have something from the Torah, the prophets, and the scriptures, where it says, Eicha yashva vadad, ha'ir abatiyam. In the Book of Lamentations, we read, Eicha yashva vadad, how does this city that used to be so grand among the nations, now it's all alone, desolate? So the Midrash says that all three said these things, and because they each saw the Jews at a different stage, it says. First, Moshe saw the Jews in a good condition, Yeshaya saw the Jews in a so-so condition, and Jeremiah saw the Jews in a situation where they had been exiled. They were really in a disgraced situation. But the Chazam Sofer says, there's a problem with this Midrash. If the Jews have always been saying, oh, the Jews are so no good, so they've always been saying this, then what's new? How could Jeremiah say, how could Jerusalem dwell alone? What do you mean? If you go back a few generations, it was Isaiah, he said, Eichai tal zonah. He said, Jerusalem was a prostituted city. And you say, well, Isaiah calls it a Kiryat Ne'amana, a faithful city, because after all, in the good old days. So you say, really, the good old days? Go back to Moshe. He said that the Jews are just a bunch of bother. So when were the good old days? Comes the Midrash and says, no, there were three stages. One was when everything was great. Isaiah was when things were so-so. And Jeremiah saw when there was great disgrace. And at each stage, we look back at the previous stage and we said, oh, that wasn't so bad. When Isaiah was lamenting that we were a zonah, but we were still better than the other nations. But now, we're not sarati bagoyim, that we had nothing over any other nation. When Isaiah said, Eichai tal zonah, Kiryat Ne'amana, we used to be so faithful, well, relative to what they were in the days of Moses, they were much less faithful. So in each generation, it's all relative. And so too today. Look at our various troubles we face personally, institutionally, nationally. The troubles we face, you can say, well, you think things are bad now, you should remember how bad they were years ago. Or you think things are bad now, they could be much worse in the future. So you have to appreciate what you have that particular time. But Rav Yaakov Meidan, one of my wonderful teachers from Yeshivat Har Zion, now one of the heads of the yeshiva, he said that we have to understand that all these eichas, all these lamentations, they began with Moshe. The whole problem began when Moshe said, I can't take it anymore. How long can I take this? All the tarchachem, all the trouble, masachem, the burden, rivchem, all the fights. He can't take it. What does that mean? It means that the link between the man of God and the people was disconnected. You could blame it on the people that the Nafshenu Katzab Lechem LaKol Kel. God tried to help them live like Moshe, to bring them up to be like Moshe, to have the heavenly food, Lechem Abirim. And what did they do? They said they had Nafshenu Katzab. They didn't like the Lechem Abirim. They didn't want to live on that plane. You could blame it on them. You could blame it on Moshe. Chas v'shalom, maybe, if you can say so, that maybe somehow he became so godly, he had all the crowns of light, that maybe he lost the connection to the people. And what happened? So his father-in-law told him, you know, you can't do everything by yourself. You have to have helpers. So Moshe got helpers, and it was fine. There was no problem with that. But in this parsha, we say, Moshe said, oh, I can't take it. Sort of like Baloscha. And then we appointed elders out of Moshe's frustration. So which one is it? Was it a good idea, like in the days of Jethro? Cousin of Medan, or was it a bad idea? It was something that Moshe said out of frustration. The answer is that Jethro was trying to help Moshe be sort of a man of the people. That people would come to him to connect with God. And he thought there could be some people who would connect, would be the middlemen between Moshe and God. But what happened? Moshe developed a total disconnect from the people, partial disconnect. And therefore, that was very dangerous. You know where the danger, you know where it happened, that the Jews were so disconnected that we were eventually exiled from our nation, that we eventually became a nation lamented by Isaiah, a nation mourned upon by Jeremiah. You know where? When that disconnect happened between God and Moshe, God, between Moshe and the Jewish people, the man of God and the people. That's when the disconnect happened. That's when all the bad things started to happen. That's when the beginnings of Tisha B'Av were right there, when Moshe couldn't take it anymore because there was this disconnect. But what's the tikkun? What's the solution to all this? What's the fixing of it? The Book of Dvarim. We start this week, the Book of Dvarim, which is, it's that connection. You see, the five books of Moses are, they're heavenly books. And it's hard to keep the Torah. Then you have the Torah Shebaal Peh, you have the Oral Torah, which is written by people, and it's made to be participated. It's an adventure which you can partake in it. You can also ask a kasha on the Gemara. You can also give a teretz to the Tosfos. You can also try to give a parish like the Rashi. Torah Shebaal Peh, the Oral Torah, something that engages us all. What's Devarim? Devarim is that book, that connection, that connector between the written Torah of Moses, the four books, and the Oral Torah. The Book of Devarim is somewhere in between. It's the words of Moshe. It's where Moshe began to connect. Right before he died, as we described in our video called Moshe Never Dies, before he died, he starts to connect. And Rav Kook points this out, and Rav Medan points this out, that as he's passing away, he learns the language of connection. He gives this speech. He begins to teach the people directly. He gives them a bracha. And somehow, he begins to, what's a bracha? To be mavrich, he begins to be connected, grafted into the Jewish people. And as this connection takes place, the Jews begin to find their place. That's what Torah Shebaal Peh, the Oral Torah, is. That's what the land of Israel is. The land of Israel is a place where we as human beings try to connect. We don't live in Israel, in the heavens. We don't live on the man in the desert. In the land of Israel, people are connected to the ground. But the Rosho Magia Shamayma, but the head of the ladder goes all the way to the heavens. And it's here in Devarim, it's here in this book that Moshe begins to connect back to the Jews. Those people that he viewed as, oh, they're such a burden. Now he speaks to us lovingly. He teaches us directly. And he teaches us all these laws. He admonishes us, and eventually he blesses us, meaning he connects with us. And as we continue to consider him, Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher, we continue to connect with him as we study his oral tradition, the Talmud, the Mishnah, the Midrash, that we continue to be part of that tradition which brings the heavens down to the earth. When the heavens disconnect from the earth, when the Isha Elohim, the man of God, can't connect with the people down here, then we eventually have churban, we have destruction, we have exile, we have the diminution of God's presence in our midst. When the human being is able to connect with the man of God, is able through the Torah Shebaal Peh to connect to the Torah of God, through the oral tradition and through the human tradition of the Talmud, then, and only then, we can solve the problem of the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, and God willing, next year, instead of this being a Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, the saddest day of the year, it'll be the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, the day of the rebuilding of the temple, the day of celebration of the temple, getting ready for the seven-day holiday, starting with Tisha B'Av, ending on Tu B'Av, and a celebration of the reconnection of man and God. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth Congregation, discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays and the Parsha, and join us on Tisha B'Av, our various programming. Stay tuned.